Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We covered when Jesse Smollett left the courtroom and mentioned that everyone thought the brother was Jussie Smollett, right? And in 2007, Jussie Smollett was pulled over for DUI and said that he was his brother. They look similar. They're brothers. And so they look similar. He gave his brother's ID, lied to police, all that stuff. Well, the media followed his brother into a van, and they literally put a helicopter, drone, whatever they did. They followed the van out OJ style all the way until the guy got home. Jussie Smollett just left the courthouse moments ago, and this guy ran out of that courthouse like he had just, committed a hate crime hoax. I don't know. With the shame and the degradation that you could imagine. He ran out of the court. There were cops all around him, tried to keep him, that perp walk. It actually looked like, at a pay-per-view event, when the fighter comes down, they've got like their entourage. He had like his arms on the shoulder, like he was Mayweather going into a $49.95 pay-per-view event. It was pretty impressive. Jussie Smollett, unbelievable, unbelievable. The day has unfolded. Let me just give you a quick breakdown in case you were under a rock today. This is from the Washington Free Beacon. This is a mashup of Jussie Smollett's Good Morning America interview and the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, Eddie Johnson. It's a wonderful job by the Washington Free Beacon.
I think that what people need to hear is just the truth.
I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
I noticed the rope around my neck and I started screaming.
How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
They called me. There's no which way you cut it.
Bogus police reports cause real harm.
The fact that we have these fear mongrels.
The accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks.
If I had said it was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot much more.
So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry.
Just remember that mine was reported right away. And look what has happened.
This publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve.
So they get to go free and go about their life and possibly attack someone else?
Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language.
Do you think there's a link between the letter and the attack? And you did mention it to the police right away.
Absolutely.
About the letter.
When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process.
I will never be the man that this did not happen to. I am forever changed.
And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary.
If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
I don't know.
But to put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful.
I still want to believe, with everything that has happened, that there's something called justice.
Well, there's something called justice. Moments ago, the attacker in the Jussie Smollett hate crime was just cleared a $100,000 bail. It was Jussie Smollett. He is the man that everyone has been hunting. You know what? The fear mongrel. I can't get over that. The fear mongrels is what he said. But no, Jussie Smollett taken. He just left the courthouse. It was a bit of confusion. Did he leave earlier? No. He just left. And he ran off. You know, this guy's got in a world for hurt. Not only did he stage the letters and sent himself white powder, Tylenol. Was it extra strength? That's what I want to know. But it was a white powder substance sent there. Of course, also, someone wants to point out that, what is it? Yeah, Peter Tork of the Monkees passed away, 77 years of age. I believe Jim Boeheim hit him with a car. Is that what? No. Two stories? Confusing? No, Peter Tork had tongue cancer, very rare form of cancer. Beloved member of the Monkees, 77 years of age. Two Monkees are gone, Davy Jones, Peter Tork. Two E's are gone of the Monkees. It's just the Monks now. We got two left. And anyway, let's go back to the phones. 803-0930, star 930. Jussie Smollett, you've got, listen, this national nightmare is over, but what should happen to Jussie Smollett now? Well, let's go to Orleans County and talk to Mary in Medina. Mary, what should Jussie Smollett, what is justice in this case?
Well, hello, David. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to tell you that your father was my family's dentist for years.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
He was a magnificent dentist, and we miss him.
Oh, thanks.
Also, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you. He was a great dad, too, so I appreciate you saying
that. No, I know.
Thank you.
Family lives on Oak Orchard River Road.
Hey, that's hometown. Thank you very much, Mary. What's on your mind today?
David, this whole thing has me so crazy, I don't even know where to start. But I have to say that from day one when I heard this story, I knew it didn't really happen. I've been to that part of Chicago, and the people in that area on a cold night are all bundled up in their North Face. Nobody's running around in a Make America Great Again hat.
Not a lot of nooses and bleach?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who runs around in the freezing cold with rope and bleach, looking just marauding for a victim? And I knew that just didn't make any sense at all. And I'm so upset. Number one, I think it's a good thing because this is an indictment against the news and Hollywood, because they're the first ones to try to make all of this very inflammatory. And this young guy writes a $3,500 check, no less. So that tells me that he lives in a dream world to think he could have ever even gotten away with it. And obviously his career wasn't going where he wanted it to go, and so he was going to give it a bump. He's got a bump, all right.
Oh, that's the thing. What I mean, look, he's looking at 3 years just for what he did to the police. But then you've got the FBI. You've got lying to the FBI. You've got sending a powdered substance. I mean, could you imagine if you worked at a place that got an envelope post 9/11, an envelope with white powder? You're thinking, my life's in danger. This could be anthrax. This could be whatever. Everyone that's handling that envelope has to be, you know, put through a whole procedure with hazmat and all that. I mean, that is an act of terror.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
I had friends in New York that worked at maybe it was one of the main stations, and some anthrax, they thought it was, had gone through their office. They were just quarantined for days while they checked everybody.
Oh, it's huge. And the amount of money spent with thousands of hours of police and detectives and everyone else.
Police love this. The other night I watched an old Sammy Davis interview, and I love Sammy Davis, and he talked about what he endured when he was a young man and the horrible racial things that were said to him. I mean, these are the trailblazers that made it so much nicer for any minority today. But they didn't blaze the trail so that these incidents could be made up. I'm sure
that's an excellent point.
His grave. Pardon?
That's an excellent point. There was a time when this was, you know, this was the standard operating procedure, how African Americans were treated in this country, and homosexuals the same way. And to use that to play on the insecurities and to try to make a political point. But again, it wasn't even a political point. It was about his own self-interest, his own money. He didn't care. It's like Colin Kaepernick. How are you going to say that Colin Kaepernick really cares about the cause when he just agreed to never speak of this again and took $65 million?
Yeah, nice. I wish I could get a deal like that.
Right. I'll never speak of this again if you pay me. Mary, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, David. Have a great day. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Very kind. I love Mary in Orleans County. Very kind of you to call in. Let's go to Joe in Orchard Park. Joe, what's on your mind?
David, you were mentioning Don Lemon earlier. I think the perfect bride for him would be the renowned rocket surgeon, Simone Sanders, who's on CNN all the time. She was on Jake Tapper's show a little bit ago, and she said that she spoke with Smollett the other day and that he sounded very believable and very credible. And she said that now today we've heard all the Chicago Police Department leaks, so now we need to see the police reports.
Right, yeah, right. That's right. Hey, you know what? I'm sure the guy who wrote the Hitler Diaries sounded really good too.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, this little thing called, you know, we might want to double check it. But if you're in if you're in journalism, actually, Joe, let me get back to you. I've got to go to a quick break, but I want to get back to Joe. What I'm trying to get to is how the media is going to be able to act like our editors told us that, you know, there's a lot of suspicion here, a lot of fishiness going on here. And yet they ran with it with just venom. They were frothing. This was exactly what they wanted to paint. Every single person who hit the lever for Donald Trump, these are his supporters. This is the hate that breeds in the right of America, in the Midwest. This is all real. And they chose a poster child for it, who's a bona fide liar, who's already lied to law enforcement in 2007.
Well, all these reporters we've seen on TV are all very experienced people. And just from their experience, they could put together what's fake. Two things stood out to me that were fake right out of the gate was the anyone that knows anything about criminal investigations, when law enforcement finds a ransom letter or a letter threatening someone and their letters are cut out, 99.999% of the time, it's a fraudulent act. They know that.
But if it's a fraudulent act from 1942, I mean, who does that?
And another thing is, you take any black man in America and jump on him with a bunch of white guys and put a noose around his neck, the first thing he does when he gets out of it is take the damn noose off his neck. He does not wear it for 22 minutes.
Exactly. And then he walked through his apartment building with it.
Yeah.
And then we find out his apartment building, by the way, has room service. But, you know, got to get that Subway. Another advertisement, free product placement for Subway. Hey, Joe, great call. Appreciate that. Let's go to another line just opened up. They've been hard to find today. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to, there's Texas Terry. Texas Terry from Ramadi. What's on your mind?
I'll tell you, just off subject real quick. I'm sitting here on hold. This guy pulls up to the store that I'm sitting at doing my paperwork for the job. He smashes into the curb, immediately starts punching the seats in his truck, and then gets out and starts hitting himself in the face while he's walking into the store.
His new show on CNN airs Sunday at 9 p.m.
A part of me wanted to get out and say, hey, man, how do you feel about Jussie Smollett, and are you a Democrat?
But listen, though, these people are going crazy. They're going crazy.
I don't understand it. You stole a little bit of my thunder when you're saying, you know, I was saying I think he should be charged with a hate crime, and then, you know, I mean, my kids cover their tracks better than this dude did. I'm still investigating stuff from when, like, 2 years back that my kids did that I can't prove. This dude just left it all out there.
When you write a personal check to the person that you're conspiring with to beat you up, I don't even know what to say.
I got nothing for him. I really don't get it. I mean, you know, I'm wondering, is it possible for people like myself or some of the other listeners or yourself, you know, can we put together like a mass tort and sue them for, you know, libel or some sort of defamation of character? Because apparently I'm running around splashing people with bleach and hanging nooses from them. I don't get it.
You know, that's the one part of the story, though, that I really haven't gotten closure on. Was it bleach? What was the substance? You know, they really haven't really touched on that at all. But again, you know, what do you do when Washington Post is being sued for $250 million. But if you're a group represented, if someone made a huge national story out of saying that Somalis were responsible for doing something, I mean, there is no one's talking about apologies to people who supported Donald Trump, just the apologies to Chicago, black people, gay people, but not to the actual victim here, which is, folks, he tried to use a demo of people that automatically the mainstream media believes, little racist. You know, they'd be more apt to do this to a black guy because they voted for Trump.
I'll tell you what, he deserves whatever he gets, and unfortunately, the way the world's set up or the country is, he's probably not going to get much, maybe probation, slap on the wrist, some community service or something like that. But
I'll tell you what, I don't know, Terry. I think he's going to jail for a long time.
Hey, well, I hope he does, because I'm not a fan of the Empire show, but I do like Lock Up, Hard Time on National Geographic.
He might be on those, too.
We can catch one of those, you know, and see how he's living this.
You might get under $100,000 per episode for that show. I think you get like a pack of Camel cigarettes per episode.
To a commissary or some Domino's time.
Right, ramen noodles. Texas Terry, thank you for your call. That's Texas Terry from Ramadi. We're going to take your calls. Stay on hold, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN.
And now you have the fall of an icon at a time when we need icons, when we need heroes, when we need people who stand up. So the level of betrayal, if this is true,
yes,
is so deep. You can see it in your voice. You can see it in your face. It's almost hard to get the words out.
It's almost hard. If it's true, everyone's saying it's true.
And you see homophobia in the black community through his eyes on this show. This is a Jackie Robinson against homophobia.
The Jackie Robinson against homophobia. That's Van Jones. He was the green czar for Barack Obama. He's an admitted, literally, a card-carrying communist, not a socialist. He's a communist. Van Jones is also a contributor to CNN, and he calls Jussie Smollett the Jackie Robinson of homophobia. I don't even know if that's a compliment. Would you want to be known as the Jackie Robinson of homophobia? It's like you're the Charles Lindbergh of diarrhea. Like, what does that even mean to be the Jackie Robinson of homophobia? He's the first. What does that even? Is that a compliment? Let's go to a very patient Kevin in Kenmore. Kevin, sir, you're on WBEN. Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom is off. What's going on, Kevin?
For taking my call, Dave. Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I just hoping this opens up the eyes to some people who are on the fence about Trump and, you know, what the far left are really all about. You know, it's just really, it's just ridiculous. But I ain't got time, you know, for any of that crap, you know, like these guys are saying, going hunting people down, you know, with Trump hats on. Come on, man. You know, and then, you know, also, I'm sure this crime was even solved before it even happened because, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you got to be kind of stupid. Like, there's cameras everywhere. You got location on your phone. You got, I mean.
They got this guy at Uber. They got him from his Uber records. The two brothers.
Right. You know, I don't know, man. You know what the problem is? They just, the lefts and the Hollywood, all those people, they just can't see the light. They can't see the Trump light at the end of the tunnel. That's what it is. Well,
and also, they're so blinded by their hatred. It is about hate. It's about hate. Just because you don't hate someone based on their ethnicity or hate someone based on their religion or hate someone based on their sexuality doesn't mean you're not incapable of hating. They hate because you elected a guy they hate more. And so, therefore, that is the basis of this crime, hate.
Right. Right. You know, and exactly. And a right-minded person knows the difference between right and wrong. You could dislike something, but I'm not going to go do something that's going to harm somebody.
Kevin, you're a brilliant guy, and that's exactly right. No one should be threatening violence or even pretending to threaten violence. Kevin, great call. Appreciate that. Yeah, Jackie Robinson, he was a pioneer in baseball. He was the first African-American baseball player. But calling Jussie Smollett is the Jackie Robinson of hate hoaxes, I believe, is what I would call him. Not the pioneer of the Jackie Robinson of homophobia. That doesn't make any sense. But that's Van Jones. What are you going to do about that? We have so much more audio to play for you, but we're going to get to your calls, 803-0930. There are two open lines. That hasn't happened all day. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. You can text us at 30930. And we're talking Jussie Smollett. What is justice? What is justice to a guy who mailed himself Tylenol white powder, wasn't happy. No one picked up that story. Maybe it doesn't. It looks like he drew those cartoon characters with his feet. You know, like a 5-year-old did it. I mean, by the way, he writes return address MAGA. And he sends it from a Chicago suburb as if the postal service, the inspectors, aren't going to find where this came from. They determine he sent it himself. He's not happy with that. So he decides to hire two Nigerian brothers, one of which is a guy who was on the show Empire. And the other one is his personal trainer. And they have Instagram videos of them working out in his apartment building. He pays them with a personal check and gives them a ride home. You couldn't write this. It wouldn't be accepted. It's too stupid. Gary in Buffalo, you're on Bowerly and Bellavia, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I just want to give you a warning what's going to happen now with the liberal media. They're going to start saying that Smollett has now victimized all of the protected class people who are going to be beat up by Trump supporters in the future, and no one will believe them.
That's excellent.
Over and over and over.
What a brilliant mind Gary has. There has to be a victim in this. And so now Jussie Smollett becomes the perpetrator that is now, because other victims of true hate and rage, which are people that voted for Trump, are now going to be marginalized. That's their word, marginalized because of Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, and they're going to say it as if it's going to happen thousands of times.
Well, exactly. Well, that's the thing. I mean, first of all,
a few instances where guys in MAGA hats are going to beat somebody up. I mean, that's life.
You know? But, you know, I remember all the videos of people wearing MAGA hats getting beaten up. I remember people going to Trump rallies during the election and getting beat up. There were kids in Covington High School that were accused of smirking and you know, were the aggressors. You know, not even 3 weeks ago, they were the aggressors in a pro-life march. I mean, but they're not going to apologize. What do you think the punishment should be? Jail time? Does he make an apology to Trump supporters?
I think he should, but I don't think he will. I don't think he'll get jail time because, I don't know. It's been such a media blitz, maybe, but it's not a crime that most people get jail time. I mean, look at Tawana Bali, whatever. I didn't get any jail time for that.
Tawana Brawley. Yeah, you know, the other thing, Gary, too, that I find fascinating, what is taking so long for the cast of Empire to fire this guy?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Why does he still have a job?
Any other situation, if it were reversed, would be out.
We had a weatherman in Rochester that accidentally used the wrong, a spoonerism, where he said Martin Luther King Park, but used the raccoon word without the RA, and he gets fired. He's fired from his job for slipping with a. No one thought he had hate in his heart. He made a stupid mistake, and he gets fired the next day. Jussie Smollett literally pulled off the equivalent of the most, public fraud since the Hitler Diaries, and this guy still has a job.
Yeah, and well, that guy in Rochester, they should have looked into that to see, was this something that, reflects his values or was it a mistake? If it reflected his values, yeah, fire him. He shouldn't be on TV. But they did. They just fired him because he said it.
Right. They didn't even want an apology.
Yeah, but
they just took him out.
Is this guy known for being a jerk or racist or what? Let's look at it. But no, just boom.
Boom. Take him out. No need for an apology. Gary, great call. Appreciate that. Well stated. Here's Frank in Williamsville, 803-0930. If you want to join in, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Frank, what's on your mind?
David, this is not so much about future victims as about past victims. Like, I'm hearing from the people that Jussie, it wasn't so bad because even though it didn't happen to him, it happened to a lot of other people in the past. And so him bringing it to the forefront like this isn't such a bad thing. And I gotta tell you, David, you pegged it. I heard the show. The first time I heard about it, you said it was a falsehood. It was a prank. And I said to my wife, I said, man, he's got some guts saying that right off the bat like that. Because if you saw him on the Robin Roberts interview, she asked him. She said, what do you have to say to the people who are the naysayers? And he went off on how hateful and racist. It was incredible to hear that.
Listen, the thing that was the big giveaway was that he was just so, the, first of all, the story made no sense whatsoever. There were so many inconsistencies. When I first heard that he didn't, listen, if you get beat up by MAGA people and Make America Great Again, that is the first thing out of your mouth. If it's so important that the Make America Great Again country thing was said, why doesn't that come out of your mouth when you're initially with police? And the fact that the story was changing and it was being leaked out by his own people, but the giveaway was the manager being on the phone. I mean, the first thing a liar does is try to bring as many people in his camp as he possibly can. You set yourself up with experts. You set yourself up with friends. Bowerly happened to call me when I get assaulted by five members of the Aryan Nation. And now Bowerly is my subject matter expert because I'm on the phone with him when I'm getting my ass kicked by, five skinheads. I mean, that's way too convenient. And then the other piece of it, Frank, is why on earth do you have to tell people that you fought back? That is just the scream of an insecure nothing. Nobody needs to scream that you fought back. You're a victim. The whole story is predicated on you being a black gay victim. Black gay victims attacked by thugs aren't valiant. They don't stand up and say, I was attacked by two people that tried to kick my ass. But you know what? What's important here? I beat them up. That's the important part. I fought back. Now, you say that when you're an insecure loser who needs to impress people and try to make this an object lesson about you. It was far too narcissistic. He didn't know what he wanted to be. Am I just a victim who's attacked because I'm black and gay and an actor? Or am I a big tough guy who can beat people up too? And again, I bring you back to what Joe Rogan said on his podcast, which is basically, when you allow actors to write scripts, you get really bad stories. You know, actors are actors, writers are writers, directors direct. But when an actor writes his own script, it is really ridiculous because they end up doing things that they think are cool and they're not real. And that's what happened here. An actor wrote his own script and it's not believable.
This thing's wrong on so many levels, David. I mean, she asked him, Robin Roberts asked him for if why he didn't let the cops look at his phone. And he wouldn't give his phone over to him because he said that he wanted to protect people that he's called.
And he's dumb enough to think that matters. Like first of all, like the law enforcement aren't going to subpoena those records anyway. I mean, you've already, and the letter, the idea that you're going to send a letter and copy and paste words on a piece of paper, you'd be better off doing that on Microsoft Word than you would be finding, they're not going to find skin, and you scratched yourself? You scratched your own face? I mean, this guy's a sick guy. It really is. Thank you, Philip. I appreciate that. Sean Murphy's doing a great job. Sean Murphy uploaded this. Phil, I don't know if you had a part in it, but Sean, thank you for all your work. Whatever. Sean and Phil, great work. A ton of audio we gave them today, and they did outstanding work. Appreciate that. Tom is off today. We're going to go all the way until 7 p.m. We're going to do this, and I'm going to play some incredible audio. First of all, I want to play for you Allison Camerota. She used to be on Fox News. She's now on CNN. Here's what she had to say when it came to, she was shocked. She was shocked that this could be such a big deal. Here's what Allison said.
Pump the brakes a little bit because there were some things already that didn't add up. I was frankly surprised how many people jumped on board to side with Jussie Smollett before there were photos, before there were police statements.
Allison was shocked that this could happen. Well, here's the problem, Allison. We actually pulled your broadcast the day this happened, and this is what we got. This was the original news report from CNN.
Yeah, troubling details there, Brooke, when you think about this. Maybe that piece of rope and some sort of substance poured over him. Look, this area of downtown Chicago is known as one of the most affluent areas. We're in the Streeterville neighborhood. We don't really hear crimes like this happening.
But that's not a clue. That's not a clue at all. That doesn't add that. You didn't pump the brakes then, did you? Did you turn into the skid when that happened? Did anyone in the newsroom at CNN say, this is odd. This alleged crime happened on the very top of the Space Needle in Seattle. And we don't really see a lot of people up there so much as hate crimes that occur on top of the Space Needle. However,
what we've been reported so far is sometime early in the morning, he was walking back. He noticed two men behind him. And all of a sudden, this attack happened.
And we also are reporting this as if it happened. It's not alleged. It's not according to Jussie Smollett. It's what happened.
And of course, you heard about the substance in that rope being maybe tied onto him. He actually took himself to the hospital, but right now there's been such reaction to this because people are trying to figure things out.
Yeah, they're trying to figure things out because none of it makes sense. And why didn't he take himself to the hospital? Usually someone who's beaten, someone who has a broken rib, someone who's been lacerated, they don't give you a choice, do they? It's so important that you go to the hospital that will take you to the hospital. Believe it or not, that's what first responders do. Established in 1889, first responders take you to the hospital when you need to go to the hospital.
We've actually done a canvas ourselves. There's several security cameras in this area, so the hope is that police will be able to go through that security camera footage to find out who his attackers may have been. But this is kind of a shock, and we've seen, of course, the buzz on social media surrounding this case. But then when you think about the idea on top of that, the idea of racial slurs and maybe even some of the homophobic slurs being used toward him, you can see how serious this crime is right now. A lot of the people who work in this industry also live in this part of the town, so you can understand the concern. Even as we've been talking to people in this area, there's been a sharp reaction to this crime. Hopefully we'll learn more from police in the next few hours or so. Been giving them calls and figure out exactly what detectives have so far. Maybe a vehicle description or some sort of build. Don't have any of that information so far, but it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Absolutely despicable. Hopefully police run this down pretty quickly. Ryan Young, thank you so much for the update there.
Absolutely despicable. What did Chuck Todd over at NBC say when this thing broke?
And it is different. And look, we don't know what happened to Jussie, but what we do know is that racism is alive and well in this country. Homophobia is alive and well in this country. 2017 was set a record for the number of hate crimes. And the president and his rhetoric has been cited by people who, there is real evidence of people who have done these crimes who cite that the president has inspired them.
Therefore, it must be true, right? It all adds up. Unbelievable. We'll have so much more in the next hour. We'll talk more about Jussie Smollett. Also give you some news that you might have missed during the day. Situation with Jim Boeheim, Syracuse coach. Doesn't look like he did anything wrong, but he did strike and kill someone. It looks like the slick conditions yesterday. I'm sure it was like that in Syracuse. But a guy, car accident in the middle of the road. He tried to avoid the car and ended up hitting and striking a 51-year-old and killing him. He was not drunk and appears that he won't be cited. And there's some other stories here. We'll give you some updates on that as well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.